free vaccines for all adults in India. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Vishala Sripathna in for Victoria Craig. Good morning. After a devastating second wave of the coronavirus and heavy criticism over its vaccination rollout, India's government has changed the way it sources and administers its vaccines. Now every adult in the country will be entitled to a free COVID-19 jab at public facilities, and the doses will be distributed by the central government rather than the individual states in a bid to ramp up the inoculation programme, as the BBC's Arundhati Mukherjee in Delhi explained to me.
The government has essentially reverted to its earlier centralised vaccination policy. So now they will procure 75% of the vaccines directly from the manufacturers, give it to the states for them to administer to citizens for free. The only difference this time is that private hospitals can continue to procure 25% of the vaccines directly from companies. So those who want to pay for the vaccines at private centres can do so. What the government has done this time, it has capped the service charge on the base price of the doses to $2. These new guidelines come into force on the 21st of June.
And why this switch around? Because it sounds like the government has changed its mind on this issue a few times.
That's right. It is a U-turn of sorts, because when the government decentralized the process, allowing states to procure 25% of the vaccines, states started competing with each other to source vaccines at a time when they were already in short supply. Critics pointed out that that was the job of the federal government. That's what the norm has been when it's come to earlier national immunization programs. Now the government has gone back to it, experts welcoming the new decision, but saying that it is unfair for the government to pass the blame onto state governments. The impression that people have gathered is that this was the state government's fault. They couldn't handle the new liberalized vaccine policy, and that's why the government is having to step in and take control back and centralize the policy once again. That's the defense that the government is giving. And it's also important to mention, Vishala, that last week India's Supreme Court questioned the government, asking it to review its vaccination policy. And you're seeing these changes take place this week.
So, Arundhati, can you just paint us a picture a bit about availability of vaccines for ordinary people? I mean, how easy is it for people to get vaccinated?
Starting the second wave, it was difficult for people to book appointments. Even when you booked appointments and you arrived at the centre, you were told that there were no vaccines. The supply shortage still continues, even though the government is claiming things are improving. Companies have been told to ramp up production.
The BBC's Arundhati Mukherjee in Delhi. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Let's check in with the markets. Indian stocks closed flat after the Nifty hit a fresh intraday record high, and Japan's economy shrank nearly 4% in the first quarter. New COVID travel restrictions have come into force in Britain under its travel traffic light system. More countries have been moved to amber and red lists, meaning people arriving back from these destinations will have to quarantine for 10 days and take PCR tests on arrival. There'd been hope that more countries would be added to the green list of travel, where quarantine is not required. Instead, a popular tourist spot, Portugal, was moved from green to amber, much to the disappointment of would-be holidaymakers. Here are some Brits arriving back from vacation in Portugal.
It's a massive inconvenience and obviously costs everyone a lot of money to have to come home and cut the holiday short. And with such short notice, I think, as well, is the main thing.
Absolute joke. The social distancing is brilliant. Everything's under control. Everyone's wearing masks everywhere, even on the beaches.
I think it was just a bit frustrating because we thought everything was going back to normal, and now it's like, no, it's not.
British Airways and Virgin Atlantic have joined forces to put pressure on President Biden and British Prime Minister Boris Johnson to announce a US-UK travel corridor at this weekend's G7 meeting. At the moment, nearly all passengers from the UK are banned from travelling to the US, and the US is on the amber list here. Shai Weiss is chief executive of Virgin Atlantic. He says this needs to change.
There is a clear choice that is not one between travel and health and safety of our passengers and people. That is always our number one priority. It's really about getting the economy moving. If this happens soon, and we're really asking President Biden and Prime Minister Johnson to put this on the agenda for the G7, move the U.S. to the green status, and for the U.S. to repeal Proclamation 212F, we will take care of the business on the other side safely.
Shai Weiss from Virgin Atlantic. Wages for truck drivers in the UK are up as much as 20% as companies are struggling to hire. The Road Haulage Association that represents them says the UK is 60,000 short right now, with concerns this could push up the price of construction supplies. The BBC's Sarah Dickens reports now from South Wales.
A huge articulated lorry parks up at its base in Llanelli in southwest Wales. Owens Group has 1,000 vehicles across the UK and employ around 950 drivers. The manager, Ian Jarman, tells me that problems in the industry have reached a critical point.
It's a perfect storm. Brexit, labour shortage, EU nationals and COVID is causing issues within the haulage industry.
This company has lost 50 drivers who are EU nationals and no longer fit the criteria to be employed in the UK. The haulage industry is asking the UK government to change the immigration criteria. At the moment, they're counted as not skilled enough. Ian Jarman challenges that.
Not anybody could take that out on a road and manoeuvre it into some of the places the customers want you to drive it.
The problem isn't just about EU nationals returning home. Lorry drivers are still working around delays at ports caused by new border regulations. Shortages are already being felt at builders' merchants across the UK. At this one, Hughes Forest, near Newport Docks, Richard Bryan says trying to get supplies is one of his biggest challenges.
We've experienced it with deliveries with timber, where perhaps the supplier hasn't been able to source a haulier to get the delivery to us. If someone perhaps is asking for 60 bags at the moment, we can only provide 40.
He says timber prices have doubled in the last 18 months, and that will inevitably be passed on to customers. There are very many factors behind the shortage of drivers in the UK. The average age of HGV drivers is 55, and only 2% are under 25, suggesting it is not a lifestyle that is attractive to many young people. The industry says what would help is if the skills criteria could be altered so that EU citizens can return to be employed here.
Sarah Dickens reporting there. In response, the British government says employers should focus on hiring in the UK and that it will work with the industry. And in the latest bakery news, before we go, move over sourdough. Shokupan, Japanese milk bread, is taking Australia by storm. It's going to be a business that's worth a lot of money, apparently, proving to be a rather lucrative venture for bread entrepreneurs. In London, I'm Vishal Sripathma with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.